consequences for reporting the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we are right now in America. That's right. People want consequences for reporting truth. And this is why it's dangerous when we're labeling things as misinformation or disinformation. But this headline I'm going to talk about in just a few moments, I had to research to make sure it wasn't The Onion or satire, because I was so shocked that this is a thing. So we're going to talk about the consequences for doing your job as a news reporter. Unbelievable. Sit back, grab yourself a cup of coffee or whatever it is that you're into. You're going to need it. You're listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden on the America Out Loud Network. Welcome back, Bold Americans. So glad that you can be here today. I could not believe when I saw the headlines of this yesterday. John Fetterman's wife demands consequences against journalist who interviewed her husband. Now, if you don't know who John Fetterman is, he is a Senate candidate that's going up against Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. Now, he also had a stroke a little while ago, and as a result, he's having some difficulties understanding speech and at times getting words. And so when this NBC reporter, Dasha Burns, decided to go through with the interview with him, or he decided to do the interview, he asked for a closed captioning computer, a device that he could read her questions because he's still having trouble processing audio, which some stroke victims do. And I don't think this is discrimination by any means. This is telling the truth about the state of how he needed to undergo information. That stated, his wife, John Fetterman's wife, now is stating that Dasha Burns needs to have consequences, claiming that she was an ableist who discriminated against her husband after he suffered a stroke. And she goes on to say, I don't like saying rage because I think that's a really unhealthy feeling. And when you feel these things, it only harms yourself. But I just, you know, what a disservice that she did to not only my husband, but to anyone facing a disability and working through it. I don't know how there were not consequences. I mean, there are consequences for folks in these positions who are in any of the isms. I mean, she was an ableist, and that's what she was in her interview. Okay, so let me get this straight. The job of a journalist now is to protect a Senate candidate to not tell the facts of a situation? What is wrong? People have asked the question about John Fetterman. Does he have any setbacks from his stroke? People are about to vote him in to an elected office where his vote can affect policy for the entire country. It's important that he can understand the details of what he is reading, of what people are saying to him, so he can make an informed decision. Now, I honestly saw the interview and I'd had no problem whatsoever with this man reading a closed caption device if that was going to assist him. No more so than having somebody that was a sign language interpreter, should there be somebody who's deaf that gets elected to office, put somebody that can do American Sign Language, English Sign Language, so they can understand what's happening. There's nothing wrong with that. I thought he handled things pretty well. He had some sentences that I was going, okay, well, he's struggling a little bit here and there, but that's to be expected. The guy is making big strides. I've known people that have had strokes at his age and have made full recoveries. So I did not see this as a discriminatory practice or a smear campaign like his wife feels this is. But I think that's where we are at this point in the country. I think that if the media, we don't agree in any way, shape, or form with one side or another, it's disinformation or it's a smear campaign. But that's not true. It really isn't. So I don't understand what's going on when people listen to my show, the fact that I can get hate from both sides. I can get people from the right that are upset with me and people that are on the left that are upset me. The left calls me right-leaning. The right calls me left-leaning. Meanwhile, I'm here as an independent in the middle trying to make sense of everybody and trying to bring some things together So I'm going to referee this one right now, and I'm going to tell you my thoughts on Fetterman's wife and whether or not he's fit to serve based upon all this. So, number one, if you need to have brain surgery, what type of brain surgeon would you like representing you? The one that just had a stroke and is about to recover from the stroke, or the one that's in optimal health getting ready to go into the operating room? I'm pretty sure everybody would say they're going with the one with optimal health. If you had a lawyer that had to represent you in a court case, would you want your lawyer to have had a stroke 6 months earlier, or would you want your lawyer to be of able-minded and able to do the job necessary and functioning at the present moment? That's not to say that that lawyer could not have a stroke while he's representing you. That brain surgeon couldn't have a stroke while he's doing the operation. But the mere fact is that they're operating at 100%. Now, if the lawyer had a stroke while they're ready to represent you, if your brain surgeon had a stroke, would you not want to know that they can compete, that they can comparatively do their job just as well and give you that confidence beforehand? That's all this is. The reporter is simply letting people know, look, this is the way he got the questions. It is facts. It's transparent. And if we're taking away transparency now for representation, then do we really actually have good representation if we're just covering up for everybody? And isn't that where we are as a society right now? We are covering up for the things that we disagree with. Herschel Walker, you know, let's just cover up for the fact that he's running as this guy with values. But yet here we are now knowing that his own son says he wasn't involved in his life, was with multiple women, was not a good guy whatsoever, but yet Republicans are just going to elect him in because he's got an R next to his name? No, that's not picking the right brain surgeon once you have those facts. You know, they either find a different candidate, you know, but if you hate the Democrats so much, I hope there's a good independent. I hope there's a good Libertarian or Green Party or somebody else that you can elect if that means so much to you. But instead of just, you know, blindly following along and putting this person that we know should not be in office. Now, I'm not saying Fetterman should be in office. I'm just making this as an example of both sides are all doing this right now. You know, the attack ads are coming out, and it's important that we pay attention to the facts of the matter, that we aren't just electing people simply because here's an R, here's a D, they get elected, or, oh my God, I hate that coverage. That's what I've been saying about Donald Trump. You can hate the fact that Mar-a-Lago happened the way Mar-a-Lago went down, right? Does that mean that the journalists have been unfair in stating that people came to the Mar-a-Lago estate and did their investigation? No, it's the truth. And when the documents came out, I said to everybody, you know, this complaining over these pictures, they have to take photos for evidence. You know, yeah, does it get laid out so you can see what everything is? Sure. Could that be manipulated in any way, shape, or form? Absolutely. That stated, they wouldn't be there if you did the right thing. They wouldn't be having to take the photos if the documents weren't there in the first place. And I know what the right's going to say to me right now. They're going to be like, yeah, but Bush did this too. Clinton did this. Barack Obama did this. They all take documents. Okay, that's fine. I don't have any proof outside of what has been shared by Donald Trump stating that he knows that these other presidents took things as well. All I can say is when that information comes out there, we cannot be blind to them. Now, let's talk about why when people say something that we disagree with, we immediately label them as disinformation. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, it seems to happen, or somebody that needs a consequence for reporting. All right. I have individuals that are not happy right now with my shows last week about the vaccine, because I don't believe that they got the gist of what I was saying. I was making a case that coercion and mandates should never have happened based upon the new information we have from Pfizer, based upon this testimony, based upon the fact that all these politicians lied to the public around the world, not just the United States politicians. I'm talking about around the world. It was a one message that these things would prevent transmission. Well, I can't even say it was all around the world. It was definitely in Europe and America and Australia. I know for a fact it was there, but I don't know that it was all around the world beyond that. But this message came out, and I am consistent across the board when I say, I got vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen. I, Greg Bolden, am a vaccinated individual. I felt like I was doing the right thing. I was preventing transmission. My school wanted me to get vaccinated. They scheduled my appointment. I had my doubts about getting vaccinated because it was something that I didn't feel had any long-term studies on. Well, I knew it didn't have long-term studies. And quite honestly, I didn't like how fast it came to market. That stated, I did my part, right? So obviously, my narrative of what I'm talking about with people is not the fact that I didn't believe that it could protect lives. Absolutely. Matter of fact, those 65 and older, it saved countless lives. It really did. That all stated, the point of my episode and my interview the next day with Dr. Figueroa, the point we're trying to make, has nothing to do with whether or not the vaccines help save any lives. It was solely regarding, should people have been mandated, lose their jobs, forced, coerced, whatever word you want to put in there, in order to go out in public with a vaccine that was leaky, a vaccine that did not stop transmission. Now, notice, I even use the word vaccine. If you hear a lot of my guests, they talk about experimental mRNA, right? They don't use the word vaccine. That's not the way I refer to it as. I use those words. It's a vaccine, even though I disagree. But I've come to state, okay, well, they're going to change the language of what a vaccine is, then I will use those words. I'm not spreading misinformation. But despite that, people took issue with my episode. And I found it pretty actually damning for those individuals. To the several people who reached out to me, I don't understand where you're coming from. I have overwhelming support from the other side. But I'm good with explaining this over and over again, but the only thing I can think is happening right now is confirmation bias or people refusing to seek truth. And so that's where I think we are right now. People are either wanting to seek truth and searching for answers and finding stuff, and it's threatening the people that just want to be spoon-fed everything, because the people they're getting spoon-fed the answers go, oh, come on, that's not factual. Meanwhile, they haven't done any of their homework to figure out whether or not the people that are telling them these new facts are factual. They just label it as that's misinformation. That's dangerous. That's must be a lie. That's not what's happening here. See, it's I'll relate it to like the religious argument, right? If you grew up religious, believing in the Bible, believing in Jesus Christ, in the teachings, you would probably have people that are atheists attacking you go, well, there is no God. Look at you fools for blindly believing in all of this. Meanwhile, the people that have grown up atheists don't have a belief in anything afterwards. You know, for them, you die, it's over, right? Some people believe you die, get reincarnated. Meanwhile, the people with faith are going, you fool, I need to convince you to follow Jesus or follow this religion because it's your salvation. I want what's best for you. And I want to offer to you this historical truth that I know. And so the two sides are opposed and they make no progress. They dig in their heels on either side. And the religion versus atheism conversation has been there since the dawn of man, I'm sure. People just not understanding how to listen to one another side and to find more information. However, sometimes people do go out and they seek more information. And as a result, some people in the religious world go, you know what? This faith, it didn't really make sense to me. I continue to do some research and it led me down this path that I feel like I'm agnostic, right? I feel like there's a God, but I'm not sure what else there is or if I believe in the religious thing. Or they go, you know, I did this whole research and now I feel like I'm an atheist. Meanwhile, there's people that are atheist. They go, you know what, I'm searching for new information and all of a sudden this really rang true and I really believe there's something more to life than this. And I can't believe I was so closed-minded to it before. Well, that's where we are in the world right now with the news. That's where we are with people that criticize one another about disinformation or who has the true facts, who's got the truth, which doctors are the most trustworthy doctors, which news network is the most trustworthy news network, which journalist is the best journalist. And it's all smoke and mirrors. And both sides are full of themselves. I'm trying not to be full of myself. I'm trying to do the best that I can. I'm going to talk about how I'm trying to do the best that I can and what I'm seeing in other news lines in just a few moments. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden on the America Out Loud Network.
Cold and flu season is here. Wouldn't it be great if you had a way to minimize airborne viral threats? Well, now there is, and it's a povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray called Cofix RX. You might even say it's just what the doctor ordered. To reduce your chance of getting hurt, you wear a safety belt when you're driving. To limit sun damage, you wear sunscreen on the beach. Cofix RX is just like that. It's an additional layer of protection. It's sold by thousands of pharmacists and medical doctors nationwide. It's made right here in the USA. Again, it's a povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray. You've heard them talk about it here on the Out Loud Network over and over again. Check out CofixRx.com. That's CofixRx.com for a retailer near you, or use coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off at CofixRx.com.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
America OUTLOUD beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. We know you because we are you. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. We are America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, Bold Americans. We are talking about whether or not people seek truth right now in their news, in their information, or whether they're just spoon-fed, right? They get a golden spoon shoved into their mouth. This is what you need to believe, and they just believe it. And there's two types of individuals right now in the United States, and maybe in the world as well, on the way that they're looking at things. You know, I'm going to tell you some shows that I'm listening to right now. I listen to Jim Dore, the comedian. I find that he's really on point with a lot of things. I still listen to often This American Life with Ira Glass. Jim Brewer, his podcast has been excellent. It's a newer podcast. Get a chance to check it out. That's kind of on my daily listen list, as well as a show called Last Call with Chris Michaels. Now, Chris Michaels is going to be my guest later this week. You're going to hear him on Wednesday. And I enjoy his show. He does like a 20-minute show each day, Last Call with Chris Michaels. And what I enjoy about it is he is me, my viewpoints a lot of times, but much more less filtered. People tell me that they like my show because I try to keep it calm and relaxed. Even though I'll get passionate about stuff, I try to see things. Chris will go more directly in. He'll hit the name calling more often than I will. I have no problem with that. But he's unapologetic in the way he goes about things. And while him and I may not always see it eye to eye when I'm listening to his episodes, I really enjoy a fresh take from him, and I find that I'm aligned with him more times than not. And he goes in the conversations that I just don't go into with my audience. And maybe it's challenging me to go deeper than what I normally would go. But these are kind of three of the shows that I'm listening to right now. Four of the shows. This American Life has been a classic. Ira Glass does a wonderful job too. In many ways, I probably try to model my show probably most from him, but then these other individuals, they're entertaining and good. Then after that, I read a lot of left-leaning news sources on purpose to make sure that I know what all sides are saying. I try to make sure I see things from both angles, and then I come back and I look at stuff like the Drudge Report. I want to see what the headlines that Matt Drudge has for the day, and I want to read both sides so I can figure out where the middle is. Even look at Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera has interesting takes on things in the news. Associated Press is one of my favorite resources to find out, you know, where the news is biased or not biased. CBS News, ABC News, like the World Newses, I think that they do a good job as well. I stay off the cable networks a lot, so you're not going to find me watching a lot of the big shows. It's people send me clips from those cable networks, and then I'll cover those on my show from there. So that's kind of where I get my information and who I'm listening to in case you're trying to figure out my mode of operation here on America Emboldened. I'm curious, if you would humble me and send me an email or go on to Twitter, here's my question for you. What assumptions do you have about me? What do you assume that you know about me? And then I'm going to address those on a future episode. I'm going to read you some of the assumptions that you, the listeners, have sent in. So if you get an opportunity, send me an email, greg@americaemboldened.com, or you can go on to my Twitter page, @RealGregBolden. Is my tag. So @RealGregBolden, B-O-U-L-D-E-N on Twitter. I just want to know, what are your assumptions about me after, 70 some shows here on the America Out Loud Network? Want to know what you think that you know about me, and then I'll see if you're accurate, you're wrong, and we'll kind of go from there and have a conversation. I'm also thinking about doing a live show that's taped for America Out Loud, where I will go on to Zoom. As many people that want to join can join me and ask questions and join into a larger conversation. I'll unmute your mic, bring you onto the show. And I'm curious if there's interest in me doing that from listeners. If so, let me know, and I will put the link up on my website. We'll do a live taping, and that will be a lot of fun. I think it'll be cool to bring people in and get other perspectives. All right, so back to this conversation of accepting the truth just to accept the truth versus critical thinking, and how it's the opposite of atheism and religion here in 2022. Now, I'm looking at a news story that hit, and I've offered Daphne Barak to come on to my show. I heard back from her publicist about an hour ago, who told me that NBC, ABC, CBS, and all the major cable news networks are reaching out right now because she had a world-exclusive interview with Ghislaine Maxwell. And she spoke in her jail cell to her, and the story came out this weekend. And I wanted to find out from Daphne herself some things that might not have made the article, how she was able to get that interview, because I have questions about Daphne, and I don't think that that's fair. I don't know her well enough. I did a bunch of research on her to see if I could understand her background, where she came from. I see where she's worked on things like Amy Winehouse, a documentary, and she seems to be where all the elites are, which I just want to say made me a little bit more skeptical when I'm reading this story, as well as it was in the U.S. Sun, which isn't something that I would normally report directly on my show. But Daphne, if you listen to this, or if you're screening my show after I sent that email, I want to talk to you. I want to know more about you. I want to understand the background of how you got to sit with Ghislaine to get this interview. But furthermore, I want to know why the interview doesn't go further. I want to know why you don't ask her when she says, you know, my friend Donald Trump, you heard what he said about you and it meant a lot to you. I want to know why there was no follow-up to find out, okay, well, what was your relationship with Donald Trump? Tell me more. Why is it still in 2022, Ghislaine Maxwell is the only one in jail for human trafficking, helping to run this with Jeffrey Epstein, but the men that use these women are completely on some type of like top secret covert list that who knows where they exist? Is that what they went to Mar-a-Lago for? Did Donald Trump have that list locked up and they're trying to get it back? I mean, why is it we can't get the names of people? And Daphne, were you able to get bigger questions and you just didn't report it? This is the things that I want to know that I'm skeptical of. Now, some people might be like, well, you're spreading misinformation. But no, I'm not. I am just reading an article that appeared and I want to know more. Now, she also says that she feels bad for her dear friend, Prince Andrew, because Prince Andrew is in a photo that was used during the trial in the U.S. Department of Justice. And it showed Prince Andrew, Virginia Giuffre, who the lawsuit was with, and Ghislaine Maxwell. And Ghislaine now saying, oh, it's a fake photograph. It's not real. But I said it was real because it's my house. But I don't recall that photo. It looks fake. Now, look, I've taken photographs for many, many years. My background's television and film. I'm a professional photographer. Had my own business doing that for years. You guys can find out that and see my work. This is a real photo. You can spot a fake normally from a mile away. You can see the pattern of the flash in the window, the overexposure on Virginia's face, the white shirts, the way they are. And I would say that this is a genuine, genuine photo. This is, you know, in my expertise, does not look like it's fake. Now, when Daphne is speaking to Ghislaine, she says about our good friend Prince Andrew, I feel so bad for him. I follow what is happening to him. Now, according to The Sun, which published this interview, they said that when Maxwell was saying this, she looked shaken when Daphne told her that the prince's lawyers claimed that the pair were never close, that Prince Andrew and Ghislaine barely knew each other. And she replied, I accept that this friendship could not survive my conviction. He is paying such a price for the association. I consider him a dear friend. I care about him. So she's doubling down like, no, we were friends. He can't lie about this. Now, she was also very good friends with Bill Clinton. And she talks about Clinton as well in this interview, but it doesn't go deep. Daphne doesn't like take it to, hey, was Clinton involved in this? Is Clinton one of the reasons why you're in jail? Was she part of this with Jeffrey Epstein? And so I don't understand if this was a good piece that's out there by Daphne. If things got left on the cutting room floor, I don't understand what the point of this article was. Other than it's a sit down with Ghislaine to try to make her look a little bit better. And if that's the case, Daphne, are you working with the people that have lots of money to make things better for Ghislaine? Are you doing some PR work for her before her next court date? Because it's coming. It's coming really soon. So she keeps continuing to state that she wished she could go back, avoid meeting Jeffrey Epstein to make different choices in her life. Said that Prince Andrew was not the only friend that she lost during this interview. She also says that U.S. President Bill Clinton was somebody who had traveled on the Tycoon's Lolita Express, and it was a special friendship that she had, which continued over the years, and claims that he's a victim because he's associated with Jeffrey. Now he can no longer consider me a friend. And that's the heavy price she has to pay. Well, Bill Clinton, if he's going on the Lolita Express, a private jet, why not follow up? Okay, you know Bill Clinton from traveling on the Tycoon's Lolita Express. Now, this is just a basic journalism question. Follow. Why would you not follow up was, Ghislaine, you know, do you think that Bill doesn't want to talk to you at this point? Because you have evidence that he was on the island where some of this went down? And let her answer. Maybe she'll say, yeah, but when he was there, we didn't do anything. Okay, that's fine. Not maybe guilty in the court of public opinion, but still, it's a journalism question. There was such soft journalism in The Sun that it was really insulting that that's the first interview we get from Ghislaine. It was such controlled, interviewed information. And so I'm asking questions. Now, is someone else going to listen to the show today and say, oh, well, Greg, look at you going down the right talking points and misinformation. You know, this was a good article that Daphne did. How dare you? She's an award-winning journalist. Really, what has she won? Tell me more about, educate me, what she's done, because I'm not seeing great journalism. And that's why I wanted to interview her, because I think something is missing here in the article. I could be completely wrong. I think something's missing. Now, in this article, she goes on, talks about Donald Trump, and she says they knew each other. They mingled in the same circles in New York City, Palm Beach, and that she was very grateful when he wished me well after her arrest. He said he got bad media for it, but he dared while others did not. And she said, I was honored. He remembered me. Well, he is known to say what he thinks, and it gave me a big boost. And she continued on saying she had many friends that were canceled just for knowing her. I'm sorry. You helped human traffic to the elite. And not one of these elite is in a jail cell. I don't feel bad for you or for them for being canceled at all. Period. You know, this is not some QAnon conspiracy crap. This is truth. You're in a jail cell because of it. So either start talking and get justice for the victims and say who it was that you trafficked these young ladies to so they too can rot in a jail cell like you, or shut up. I don't want to hear from Ghislaine Maxwell. That's where I'm at on this whole thing. That's what's most disappointing about this. There's no new facts. It's Maxwell basically saying, woe is me, I'm a victim. People are painting me, as she said, the wicked witch in Epstein's story. She called it, this is a fictional version of me. It has been created to fit the storyline. It has absolutely nothing to do with who I am. You're in a jail, convicted of these things. Now, granted, we all got to watch Johnny Depp and Amber Heard and hear about their lifestyle, but we weren't able to hear anything about you, but you still went to jail for it. There are lots of rumors that are out there that people could say I'm spreading misinformation if I go there, but you've probably heard them. There's rumors that Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were actually part of an intelligence community. Then part of that intelligence community was to entrap the elite, to have them know things. That's a conspiracy. I would have loved to have had Daphne ask that question. Do you think that your partner, Jeffrey Epstein, was part of the intelligence community in the United States? What a great question that would have been. We can finally get a little bit of a quote from it. I don't know. This is just really insulting. The questions aren't being asked when you get an exclusive sit down like this. Maybe it was really controlled, and that's why I want to talk. So Daphne Barak, I want to talk to you about what this is. I understand that later today, 6:30 p.m. on Monday, that you're going to have a special on CBS News. So maybe there will be more information than what came out before I recorded this here. And I can say, okay, well, you did ask better questions. But right now, I'm questioning your interview. So check your biases at the door, everybody. I think it's really important that we all check our biases. But the biggest thing is, if you're not questioning things right now, you do not have a right to come after people that are. Just because people want to be critical free thinkers in today's society doesn't give you a right to label somebody as some type of conspiracy theorist or somebody who is spreading harmful information. In fact, those individuals likely are more educated in what they're looking at than you are, because they're dedicating a lot of time, talent, treasure, and resources in order to get the answers that they're getting. So why not have some educated conversations with them and grow a little? But that's the problem. Most people don't want to grow any. Most people want to get stuck in the silo that they're living in. You know, it's filled with whatever they enjoy, their crop, and they're best with their crop, because God forbid they should be asked to sell a different crop, because they wouldn't know how to live in that silo. But what I'm telling you, this silo I'm building here at America in Bolden, there's room for all of us. And I want all the different crops here. I want to make sure that we're all able to converse civilly with one another, that we're able to get to the bottom of things, but we better be willing to ask questions, because once we're unable to ask any questions once we are just going with whatever is being force-fed down our throats, we fail to be critical thinkers, and we might as well just be lemmings walking off the cliff for whoever tells us we need to walk off the cliff. That's it for today, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for tuning in. I know you had many things that you could listen to, but you stuck it right out here with me here on the show. Don't forget my offer. I'd love to hear from my listeners about your assumptions about me, as well as if you have interest in being part of a live show where you can ask questions, come on, talk for a few moments. We'll make it more like the old talk radio format and then post it as the podcast. And I'll post the link up on my website to make sure I get people invited in if they'd like to do so. All right, everyone, have a great rest of your week. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode. You've been listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden on the America Out Loud Network. Be bold, America.